I can't describe it in any other way, only that now. Now, down Halled and Clare, my father and mother and John and Ian, I fell on the cliff anyway about 3 days before the coming home time, before the holidays were over. I split my father, yeah, you look, you find the mark of it, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I see it, yeah.
And a funny thing, Paddy Hillary's father attended me. Dr. Paddy Hillary. He was a medical officer for the
yeah.
And the grandfather was mad, don't you see, to hold me. Keep me in Clare and let them go off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the grandfather was like that, so. And they got Paddy gave in a bit to him, but there was a danger of what did they call the thing if it gets in his head. I know. Concussion. And we got out for that moment without me and all the family. And left me below.
In Clare.
In Clare. Here they are, after a couple of months, he wrote down, Marty John could come up now.
But where was he at that time?
What?
Where was he? Yeah?
He was in Cork, in the police.
Oh, in the police, yeah. In Barrack Street, what did you say was it?
No, in Turkey Street.
Turkey Street.
Street. So, next. He had 3 trips for me anyway, 3 rounds before he captured me. And when he'd be coming here right down on to see have Matthew John ready on Sunday, I'd be down.
Yeah.
But then he had to be back on Monday morning, don't you see, on duty.
Oh, yeah.
So the grandfather would immediately shift me to some bloody aunt and uncle I'd never had before, away. And he wound up anyway by... He landed on one occasion, he had all his map ruled, and he landed on one occasion and captured me and brought me home. And I was sent into the South Mountain School. So, Joe was home, I was him, of course, and Joe was going, so he was going to go down for the jungle in prison. And began, I got a lift, and I was sent up for the preparatory grade in prison. He had to be 13 years to go for the preparatory grade. That's how I know my age at all,
So,
I was only 12 and a half. I went to school one morning and Dr. Mary and Dr. Brother Mary and Brother Albert were the 2 teachers. And Brother Mary said, well, I'd better give you the one Sunday, one morning we went into. I'm going to give you the good news first, lads, he said. You'll all get a half day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Yeah.
And now he said you must be all here tomorrow morning in your Sunday clothes. To cheer the king passing up to open the exhibition with Mr. Fitzgerald, Lord Mayor. Mm. So, I had two great pals above at the time. One of them was who they wound up after all. One of them was Dr. Dan Buckley, Black Rock. He served 30 years after as medical dispensary area of Black Rock. Yeah,
hello.
Hello. Oh, Coco. We was put our heads together anyway that evening. The turtle was Paddy Riley. He died about 6 years ago. editor of the Southern Star and Skibbereen. And the three was made up of our minds together. We were afraid that God Almighty, if Cork was going to be disgraced that way. This ambassador came in here to this King of England to open the Cork exhibition.
Yeah.
And we put our pins together. And they weren't too large. But we got enough anyway to buy 5 yards of black crepe. And we brought the 5 yards of black crepe to school the following day. And we colored one window to ourselves. And we gathered into the window. And the king going up with pity to open the exhibition. And he passes up and we bade the bastard down to hell. Yeah, in 5 minutes the school was full of bobbies. And the three of us were caught and we were shoved over in the corner together, the three culprits. And we got 18 slaps each. And a French exercise to do. Well, the boys got their half day. And then that was all right, don't you see? The three of us, when we had the French exercise done, the three of us parted. It was all right for Dan Buckley. Dan was the only child. His mother had a pub of up in Barrack Street. And her Dan couldn't do anything long. Of course. Had a Riley then. Yeah, they were a Karen family. And he got a big slap on the shoulder when he came home. I wouldn't doubt you, your father's son. Won't you see?
Yeah.
But this poor fucker had to go home. right down along. And across the parade and up Tucky Street. And climbed up 3 flights of stairs in Tucky Street, R.I.C. Barrack. And walked in and up an old man. He was inside and he had a timber chair. And an iron last up on it. And a pair of everyday boots and when he's driving crabbit heads in them. You know the crabbit heads are three together. And I had the books under my arm and I passed him in. He just made a grab and I cut the books out of my hand. Threw him over, fast in the far corner of the room. I went to him and he mourned me, was he? And
he took you out of the presentation after that, was it?
Huh?
He took you away from school after that, was it?
Within the fortnight, I was outside in Morton Abbey, farming. And the duty was that I didn't want to milk a couple of cows. I'd be out dumpsters every year, you know, until morning, in the holidays. I learned to milk the cows outside with the lads.
What year did you come down here then?
1916.
But you had some involvement with the IRA when you were in Morton Abbey too, hadn't you?
I was. That's the volunteers in Morton Abbey. Some of the lads out there say 1914 and Morton says 1915. Which was. I could claim to be haven't got started yet because of. So they got Tomas to come out and start them. Tomas was a Morton Abbey man, you know.
You knew Tomas at the stage?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And Tomas was a clock and said, Suttons, and every guy he went to Father to Suttons for coal.
Yeah.
Me home with me, I was taking, a funny thing, I was taking butter to Cork. We were making butter. I take it up to D.D. the butter merchant every fortnight. And the old buses are there then. Call them me home after the call with you. Tomorrow, maybe.
involved in starting the volunteers in Moornabbey then?
Oh, I started volunteers in Moornabbey with Nick Moran and a few of them. There were something the famous here. 9 or 10 fellas started first. And there was a couple of pupils. Ex-army, ex-British army fellas. They were working around there. And they were pretty hefty. By then they attacked us. So we built a hell out of the two Dimbic and doing that portion of it. But he got the mat out once and then he started us and he went to chapel. And 2 months after, he went out and we mobilized that and leaned the fellows that we marched to Burn Fort. And we started the Burn Fort fellows. Then we wound them all into one company. It's 78 men into the rising out of it.
In Moornabbey Company?
Yes.
Yeah.
I never landed here, away from my bad company. I went to this part of the world where I heard of nothing, only the Mollies and the O'Brienites.
Was your father retired out of the RSC at the stage? Was your father retired when you came down here out of the RSC?
He was. He was retired to me more than me.
Okay. What year did you say you came here?
I'd say he returned about 1904 or 1905, I think that'd be the longest of it.
But when did you say you came here then?
Oh, I came here in the 15, I came here 16. Probably 16. After.
And how did you start to work from there, then getting the company going here? What's the beginnings of it?
Well, I tell you, one funny thing that happened. They said, rising, I went to Cork. The porter booked headquarters. I'll never get put to mass and tell you what about the condition. And they're having reeks of cartridges loaded with buckshot. So the man I met in charge of the door above that night with Sandor. And to see came down here to start to volunteer that. Sandor came down here to the election.
What month did you start it here in 1917?
Well, February 17. February 17, for I was arrested in November 17. 26 days, I was taken to jail in November 17.
Because you went around and went around to organize it for the staff, like, was it? Because you went around to organize it for the staff.
I was elected captain.
Yeah, but you started to put the idea around the place when you came.
It was because Mir John got arrested, so. And Johnny Donnelly, Abraham into it. The two go out the court to pop me, coming home here that night.
Why you?
Being a volunteer.
They were opposed to the thing, were they, at the time?
They were, I tell you now, it was against it.
Yeah.
Against it, an execution of Lord John and the whole lot thing. Yes, so they met off anyway.
Yes,
That's why they came there.
And they had about 70 members.
Yeah.
And there was an ex-British soldier, Dream, and a family named McKinney.
Yes, Kinnear.
Kinnear.
And he was over from the... I remember it.
Airman.
And I remember the same Dream. National volunteers up and down the village.
But that was in response to Castle in the North, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was to upset Castle's Ulster volunteers.
Jackie Hebner was saying something the same that he saw him too.
Yeah, well, they were the National Volunteers. They were Redmond's Volunteers.
Yeah. When the war came out, then they started to walk. They fizzled out.
There was a certain amount of noise about January.
I didn't know anything to the about 7 or 8. That met over at Liberty Hall one night and started the volunteers. What's that name?
My name. There was yourself, Jimmy Hearn, Jim Fenton, and John, and Dan Madden.
Dan Madden.
How many is that now?
Oh.
Six.
Six or more.
That's six. There was Jim Murphy, Bill Fitt, Jack Lang, and I went down and joined.
Yes.
And that brought him up to how many? 10 or 11. And I think the only other, the next fellow that joined was Dinah Hearn and Balnagold.
Huh?
I think the fellow that joined was Dinah Hearn and Balnagold. And that was the sum total volunteers quite a while.
Yeah.
Now you have all right hand there. And I have a fairly good memory on that. And you used to drill us at the back of Liberty Hall the first time I ever did. And then you took us up the hill up in Johnny Murphy's field for Nicholas Murphy's field at the time. And you came to keep us up there all Friday night down those valleys, firing at Natty. That was the original. And there were many more came in then until construction came on in 1980.
Ah, Christ, there was.
There was.
Well, Lord, there was.
There was a couple of came in. There were many more came in.
Hmm?
But there was only a few. The big both came in at the time, the danger of conscription.
Yeah, well, now,
go ahead,
I'll give you a fair idea of it. In November, '17, no, 17, we must have 20.
Different. Because you mentioned that I had 13 and 10 to find. We went up couple of occasions I blink along to it to get me on a cooling speed. I think you were interrupted there from there. You were being interrupted there from there by Jerry Delaney. Don't you remember it? Because we were in there as he was a master. We were up there making us in Jerry Delaney interrupted you. And if you don't want me, you want some here to tell us what you owe. You're mad?
He's too tired, huh?
No, you don't. Because you want fairly. You'll find yourselves in the body of the jail. That was the usual thing for setting yourself.
Ja.
You see, that is that thing.
Yeah.
And there was no exception.
Yeah.
They were afraid of the British police at the time, the old people were. And very much afraid. Well, of course, we have to blame them.
Yeah. Right, well, I didn't see any hope of the campaign succeeding either.
Of course, that was the whole thing behind the election.
Yeah. Of course, they were after seeing and leading too many failures.
Too many failures, mate.
Before, you know.
There were two.
Yeah. And it's what a lot of them would have remembered and heard about the Fenians and that.
Well, there was a lot of them, if they're saying boys, some of their ancestors were belong to the Fenians and all that, and not so far back and all. And they had that little spirit left.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah, yeah. But Ned Maloney would be an exception, I think, didn't he? I mean, he'd be a good bit older than the rest
he'd
of them.
He'd be a good bit older. I mean, so well, of course, Mike Hannibal, he'd be a bit older.
Would he? Yeah. But other than that, then
outside Mike Hannibal, Martin, Jack Welch, you know, Marissa Dubber, he would join the volunteers at the time.
Yeah.
And he was the older man.
Ned Maloney. No, they were the older men that was in it.
They were the older men, they were all the, from their 20s, from 21, 22 and down.
They were down then. Sure, Martin was 20, what were you? He'd be 27 or 28 at the time, wouldn't he? Wouldn't you be 27 or 28 at the time?
I was 30 years and I got married in 1920.
So
you were 27 when the thing?
Yeah.
And should have more since then.
I didn't think
about that. I didn't think about the 30 that thing. I was 30 years exactly when I got married. He was around 20 years younger than me, or 10 years younger than me, 20.
But how was history taught in the schools and things like Tom Barry and Ona Clare? What was his views on Irish nationalism? But
not one bit.
Not a bit?
No.
Do you know the book I read now you talk about history? My fourth book. I'll always remember quoting it a few times. Do you know the history we learned about Black Bob, the pet of the regiment, when the big old officer Robert minding the Indians, he died. And when he was held out, his big charge of Black Bob was taken up to the command post and he saluted for the salute of the dead general minding the Indians. That's what we were taught.
That's the history.
There
was nothing being taught that would sort of inspire nationalism.
It was wiped out completely.
That's professional, that's policy, like that says the
policy. It was pure British.
You're nearly gone back to it.
Yeah.
Pure British that.
It's a hard thing to say.
Yeah.
What Irish?
Like I say, it's hard coming as I'd go.
Yeah.
I remember some young fellow not that he called something by the Irish name and Tom said to him, look here, boy, stop that. That kind of statement won't go.
Tom said.
Because he called something Irish to something.
Yeah.
I don't realize she spoke but what even would just have to take off.
But if Tom Barry wouldn't know the Irish language like himself, no?
Oh, not
a bit.
Oh, Tom the teacher?
Yeah, he wouldn't know a bit about it.
But you wouldn't hear anything about penal laws or anything?
I wouldn't have bitten any book now until that's what we were taught. Like Bob the Peck of the Ridge. And he was on out in the paper about book and English uniform and he was taken up to the command post. To give the right salute and that 8 months they were had a memory of, you know.
Yeah.
The anniversary of the, and Black Bob went up. Well, he walked up himself, you know, this old bug.
Yeah.
That he walked up to the command post and took the salute. Without his general been up in.
Yeah.
That's what he was taught.
But then you had the clubs in all this leaning that way too, had you?
I just forgot out of the question altogether. We didn't hear about it at all till 1960.
Which?
We didn't hear anything Irish until Patrick Cuts in 1960. No. There was a little in 1915 that
G. Kelly was teaching Irish above in Dacca.
He was after
1960. Yeah, after.
It developed terribly from the volunteers. Of course, there was Irish classes there then.
Yeah, but all this...
You know the fellow by the name of Enright? Jimmy Enright, he was teaching it for a long time after. Jim Kelly and Enright took it on. Whatever he was, do you remember Enright?
Yeah.
Didn't know how that he came around anyway. Enright knew him well. He would teach you the welfare routine for a long, long time. He would teach you after 1920, man.
Well, of course, at the time then, the Irish taxes fell through because fellows were in the ballot in the IRA, if you like to call them, were Irish volunteers, and they were near drilling all the time, and they had no time for the Irish class.
Yeah, yeah.
And he felt that was interested in the Irish volunteers.
Yeah.
Almost he gave me a loan. I said it again one time, and I don't think he ever forgot it for me.
What's it there?
This is a party meeting, and he cut me skating or something. Martin, he said, we game good. To me?
Yeah.
Neil Gaelic and Gumbo, I got a DS. No Irish, thanks be to God. You don't forget for me, though. I think I'm not an Irish. The first five books of Grown is half turn on me anyway, you like it. Quote any, ask me for. I don't know any one of them. But then the volunteers finished Irish with me.
You hadn't the time, like.
You hadn't, did I?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
I finished Irish with most of the
volunteers. My whole half and tall wouldn't
well,
the volunteers.
And every volunteer didn't last interest in it. Because he had something
yeah, to do. Yeah. We had to win the freedom first then. Mm.
It was
in
1984.
Yeah, at the time, yeah. Well, how did you actually, Martin, get your bid for republicanism given the crown of your father being in the RIC?
I'll give you the basis of it now,
Harry.
How did you get interested in republicanism, mate?
Hmm?
How did you get interested in it? I mean, was your father in the RIC?
My father was the head of Sigmund's family. He was evicted. My grandfather was evicted. Altogether, when I remember the tales of a party black, very heifers, canoes. Will you want that?
Yeah.
He was a victim. And there were 16 streets. That's what I meant to the police.
That's how he joined the police.
Oh, we had it hot heavy at the start of the balance.
With your father?
Father. But he was always maintaining one thing about us. Every movement, he said, that was ever started that way was old. And when this movement was old, he said, you'll be the only thing if you got your place on top.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way he ended it.
Yeah.
Well, do he said, you'll never. Any night you go out to live, you won't sleep in this house. That's the rule. I go out and I come home and I sleep up in the loft and get up in the morning and milk the cows and carry on. They're nothing. He didn't know I was gone out.
Yeah.
Because in the morning,
what did you do? Did he come to joining it then? I mean, had you always been Republican?
Yeah, I'm the only one.
Is it something else to come in?
No,
was it a feeling of?
I took a great interest in this thing at first, and at home, of course, the mother was got the vote note that way.
She was there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And back home, the family was touching the penis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, I don't know.
You couldn't, oh, you came to?
Very well came to. And then some of the officers, and of course, they had a bad intention.
How do you mean, sir? Yeah.
I'm interested, but I'll have 16, you take an interest.
But you remember the 16?
Oh, I do. Well, I remember when it came first. I remember at the odds when the new came for Dublin. Dublin to be blown to bits and straight by the show. And then we soon got a lot. First one wanted it, then I, and father says, hell, they'll put it. I said, Britain, I've done better if she never comes. He made Irish cooking out on the floor.
And then tell you, my first time, my father in my college, since I met him, and I think I had about 70, or 80 men here, I think. March of 18, we were just at the farm in the Bethlehem, the farm in the Bethlehem in Middleton, on Patrick's Day.
Is that 18?
18. And Deb was down the farm. Picked up a fartlet after. Canavan and I here. There are a bunch of them in Middleton, another bunch of them in Carrigtwohill, everywhere.
Yeah.
Three or four of us from every shoulder. There is what the rest of the captain and first lieutenant.
Of every company?
In every company. And it took him 2 or 3 months to try this thing. They would take us down to Cobb. We'd go every time. Down to Cobb once a week, or once a party, journey for 9 days, then up again, down to Cobb.
Well, would you be tried by some sort of magistrate?
Oh, chief, wasn't it? The magistrate.
Starkey.
No, a jury or anything, no?
Oh, no.
He was next to our seaman, wasn't he, Starkey?
Yeah. I got out doing that. I'll never forget the Wallapedia he gave Darcy. Old Darcy, that was here, you know.
And you
see?
Well, yeah, happy.
The RIC is attached to us, Alice. My uncle is an RIC man.
Oh, what's
that? RIC sergeant, we are.
What's that?
The whole fun came in over, was that you see?
Put the board in the fire.
Oh, Stacky was the magistrate that tried me above.
You should be that,
yeah, you see.
For the raid for arms. Oh, Darcy landed up. The clothes that I wore here that morning, making the cows, and he had them all tied up. And the bundle he came into the old bridal door, but the door was on you, see. Oh, all right, so I took him my hand. Just in this heart of it, you know. I was going out, I was, the door was on for identification outside. And I was the goat didn't to be identified. Turn the red city fellas shoved in. God bless us. Then I opened the bundle, I let fly. And I hit him right in the chest with him, and back he went back in his arse out in the out the bridal door. And I didn't wear him anywhere. Hell, I had me, I was out. And And I found land over his head with it. Throw the fellows over the timber yard outside.
Yeah.
And said, we let him in the fair, so she couldn't miss the country wife. In fact, the doll didn't miss it. What do you call him?
Diego.
This Diego passed down and gave me a normal wink and she passed it.
But my grandmother at home, what was she a part of it now, like with the sons out and death? Or? Was she a Republican minded or was she?
She was. She was a great woman.
Yes, I only barely remember her.
She was Mrs. Fitz. Yes, she was a great woman.
Yeah.
She went away, she wasn't she?
Yeah.
Sure, your cousins are there all the time, aren't they?
Don't finish? Yeah. Going a bit out now, that.
I wouldn't know myself, but I
see
one of the
flags
up at
the... Wasn't it Liberty Hall that you were all sworn in, didn't you, was it?
Right. Liberty Hall, where the Bible was kept.
But that was a special night set for that, was it?
Oh, yeah. In fact, there was a couple of little swearing in there, I think. There was a swearing
in there.
But all of them that came in at the start anyway.
Well, they must have been the first. And there was some.
The first round there, did it go up to 11?
11, yes.
That was it.
Actually, we weren't sworn in at that particular period.
No.
But you were saying it was 9, was it the first meeting, was it?
About 9.
And that decided the farmer company?
Well, the company was actually farmer, as far as I know.
And officers elected it.
No. But afterwards?
Well, Martin, he was like the captain.
Well, he was the first for him at the time, anyway.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there was no... He had to be a little captain, because he was the man that put him going, anyway, sure.
Yeah. But there was another company, him, long time, didn't he, was there on Little Island?
Well, there was another after one.
Yeah. But how did it up to the fire? You came instead of going in the other direction?
There were two volunteers in it. And one of them was the priest boy.
Oh, Hunt.
He brought it from wherever he came from, to the priest.
I don't know, I never had that many volunteers in the Little Island anymore.
No, two volunteers, I was over there.
Yeah, he killed him with a couple, I know, I don't know that, all right.
What that's true?
Yeah, of course.
And I tell you now, I'll tell you how that stood. We had about 70, I'd say, in March of 18. There were 70.